Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Steven Ricciuto is here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Steven is Managing Director and Chief Economist at Mizuho Securities USA, author of Symptomatic to Systemic is the one book. The other one is Disequilibrium. Steven, they can find those wherever books are sold.
Yes, they can. They typically at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, so check those out, folks. Stephen, and by the way, R-I-C-C-H-I-U-T-O is how you spell his last name if you're Googling him. Stephen, let's talk about the future of capitalism. I think capitalism is under assault right now from a number of forces, political, global. There's a lot of different, some realities in there. What do you think? How do you think capitalism will look 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Will it be much different what we've got, or will there be new rules?
Well, I think what you have to understand is America goes through these fits and starts of flirting with socialism, and every time we do, we get to the point where we're really considering it, and then we go in the complete opposite direction, and we go back to embracing capitalism because capitalism works better than socialism. There really isn't any socialist governments that function appropriately or last a very, very long period of time throughout history. And even when you look at what's going on right now in terms of the situations in China, we have this country that has grown dramatically over the past several years, but it's also created an environment in where we have all sorts of potential pandemics coming
right
out of that country because they don't pay attention to the rules and they don't pay attention to things properly that need to be brought about because all they're focusing in on is growth because that's what they do. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. they can't even feed their own people. So capitalism at the end of the day will win. The big difference between capitalism today and capitalism 10 years from now is I think the pendulum of the concentration of wealth will swing back. And I think it'll swing back probably through a combination of tax policies, fiscal policies, as well as just a redistribution of wealth that'll come out of
what will that look like?
Like,
is it going to come from politics?
Because we need to antitrust some of these large companies.
Are we going to get a progressive in the White House? You think? I mean, could Elizabeth Warren become president?
No, Elizabeth Warren doesn't become president.
Could Bernie Sanders become president? Could Michael Bloomberg become president?
No. I mean, basically what you're seeing happening is a remaking of the Democratic Party. It's shifting very, very far to the left. It's going to lose substantially in the upcoming elections, potentially in the White House. I think the big surprise of the 2020 election is the Democrats can actually lose control of the House of Representatives.
Yeah,
they're going into the hinterlands. They've done this before, and they will suffer for it.
They've lost their way. I mean, their policies make no sense to anybody but their fringe. I think a lot of the people who are supporting them are people who don't necessarily believe in their politics, but they hate Trump, and that's the reason they're hanging over there.
No, I think what you have is this incredible concentration of wealth that's been created in this environment that has led to a disenfranchised group of people who then lead towards a socialist bent. And we've done this repeatedly in our history. And then what we do is we come back and we find a way to redistribute that wealth in a fair and equitable way, typically through antitrust legislation.
But won't that also require, never mind the government's antitrust, won't that also require corporations to have a different attitude about their people? You and I both know for the last 20 years, 30 years maybe, corporations have run roughshod over their own people. Corporate America has. Don't you believe they're going to have to start saying, you know what, being true to our people is good business? What do you think?
Well, I think that's the case, but I think you have to understand that, you know, prior to Ronald Reagan, labor was running roughshod over corporate America.
I agree.
And when Reagan fired the air traffic controllers, yep. suddenly things switched. This is a union guy who came into the White House. The Teamsters met him on the first day in the Oval Office. And within 8 years, we went from the most restrictive labor market in the world to the most liberal labor market in the world.
Right.
The pendulum has swung too far, and it's going to swing back. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why you have the Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders symptoms.
But will Wall Street allow corporate America to be a little less profitable and pay their people a little bit more? Will Wall Street allow that? Will the algorithms allow that?
It's not just Wall Street. It's not just Wall Street. It's us. We want in our 401k.
Yeah.
We have to lower our return expectations
That's
from
the 10%
message. To 5%.
That's the message we've got to tell people.
That's what has to happen.
I agree with you. And I don't hear anybody else saying that, and I'm glad you are. And I'm glad I'm able to give you the platform to do that, and I know you do other places. Hey, Stephen, good job today. The books are Symptomatic to Systemic is one. Also, Disequilibrium, How America's Great Inflation Led to the Great Recession. Stephen Ricciuto. Hey, Stephen, I'm glad you're here. Will you come back soon?
Sure, anytime.
We enjoyed having you here. We'll get Stephen Ricciuto back another day, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank you for your time and remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.